Blog Talk Radio.
Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 333 shows and counting, and we are going to be rocking the airways for the animals again and again and again. So everybody, welcome aboard. All you new listeners, thank you for tuning in. All you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for keep all your support and keep coming back and spreading the word. Because, hey, it takes teamwork to see any victories out there. So please keep it up. Keep taking that action and taking that right step forward, contacting your legislators. You can even email them. Look them up on the website or just search Find My State Representative and then click the link and you'll put in your zip code and then it'll lead you right to them. And also the phone number to find your state reps is area code 202-224-3121. During business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and they're going to ask you your zip code. And then you either tell them you want to speak to your state rep or your state senator. We have to help these animals out from every angle, everyone. So your voice does matter out there. And Ray Bittner, she's tuning in. Mama Cat, we are strength in numbers. And she tells me that a lot. And it's so true because the more of us come together, the stronger we become for our animal friends in need and distress. And this show, we're coming live to everyone every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everyone. So I've had guests from all over the United States of America and then keep bringing them back and some of them out of the country too. So whatever it takes to get these positive changes made, we got to stick together and do that teamwork, take that action and see these victories come through doing the victory dance. My name is Debbie Dahmer and I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animal. It's coming live from the PPJ Gazette online and that's Marty Oakley's website and she proudly promotes this show every Thursday, and to give her a big shout-out because I did 163 shows going back to June of 2014. And then after that, on the 164th show to the current, she helped me to put my own show together. So that's what I call teamwork. She's a great friend, and she is a great voice out there. So you can look her up or listen to her shows, TS Radio Network, and how you can get to them is the PPJ Gazette online. And right-hand column, you can press follow, and every time there is a new podcast coming up, either my show or her shows, it will alert you in your primary email. And then you could go and share on the Blog Talk Radio from the left side of the screen to other social media sites, Facebook, Twitter. And you press the cross, it's all on. You can copy it. You can email it. I mean, where the cross is, there's all kind. I mean, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Twitter. I mean, all the whole list. I don't think there's any that's not on there. But getting the word out is the main key, and you know, bringing more, recruiting more people in, and animal advocates. Hey, that's what it's called, Animal Advocates Radio, under this platform, helping the animals' lives and futures to become better. And, you know, help them out because they should live in comfort and peace and love and dignity and respect. So please, everyone, do your part, whatever it takes. Every effort counts out there. So, you know, I'm on four different sites, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. So look me up in our Voices Carry for Animals support group on Facebook. There's petitions on there. There's promotions on this show. There's animals in need that need their lives saved and go to safety that are on death row. And we need some more cross posters, please, and networkers. A big shout out to all of them that are helping the animals in need. They are relentless and from every angle. And the animal advocates and the animal lovers out there from all angles, a big shout out to you all, rock out there helping these animals that are in need and distress. And together we can make a difference, but we got to at least try, everyone. You know, that word teamwork goes a long way, and it's so meaningful. We're heading to 2022 and coming soon up the sidelines. And let's go out with the old, in with the new in 2022, okay? And new laws for the paws. So I want to go ahead and get started with this show. Appreciate everyone, you know, tuning in. And please keep spreading the word because, you know, we're going to be keeping this show going for a long time and not stopping. And we're coming to close for 2021. December 2nd will be the last show of the year. We'll be returning January 6th of 2022 for the Christmas holidays and New Year's. And so we have to come to get back together next year. And you can always go back to listen to all these shows and go to PPJ Gazette on the right-hand column and search Voices Carry for Animals. Or you could put my name, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, and it'll pop up on TS Radio Network. Also, 333 shows this evening. 333. Check that out. But I'm going to bring my first guest on. One of the guests couldn't show up tonight, Anna Martin, moderator, but we wish she could be here. Maybe some other show she can come in. But we have Diane Lynn Echo. She is the founder of We Love Pit Bulls group on Facebook, and she's been on this show before, and we want to welcome her back. She's out there a great advocate and a friend and supporter. She's also one of my admins on Voices Carry for Animals, so just ask to join, and we'll bring you in. A big thank you to all the admins on that I have on Voices Carry for Animals. And she's got some great groups, too. We Love Pit Bulls group. I think it's over 80,000 members, and that is wonderful. But we're all going to bring on Dean Schaefer and Rebecca Cohen, and their head admins on We Love Pit Bulls. So I'm going to bring on Diane first, and then we're going to bring in Dean on and Rebecca. So I will be taking calls later on in the show, and that area code is 310-982-4270. You'll be in the queue and press 1 to if you alert me that you want to speak, and just try to refrain from any noises in the background. Okay, radios, TVs, conversations, you're more welcome to come on board. But I want to introduce and bring Diane and Echo back. Hey, Diane, how are you? You're live and on the air. Welcome back. This is awesome.
Oh, hello.
Wonderful. I'm excited. Yep.
Yeah, me too.
But before
anything, I want to give out 3 shout-outs, okay?
Go right ahead.
One is to you, Debbie. Just let everybody know. I mean, the work that you do, it's unbelievable, the work that you do. It's amazing. I want to thank you for that. And I don't know if we're ever going to have anybody to follow in your footsteps, which is sad, but the animals are so lucky that they have you.
Oh, that's so heartfelt, meaningful, Diane. You know,
yeah.
It just and back at you, too. Look at all you do. I mean, it's wonderful. You got all those groups. And I wanted to bring this up, audience. Diane is a former producer and host on We Love Pit Bulls podcast. And I was the first one on her show. And we worked together great as a team. We were sharing guests. It was wonderful, Diane. I'll never forget that as long as I live. That was so
meaningful. I'll think about bringing it back.
Oh, good. That's good news. Yes. That is, yes. Let me know so I can get the word out there, you know,
okay.
And help you promote it. And you know,
okay,
put it
great.
Well, you're already an admin in Voices Care for Animals, so you put it in there anytime you want, you know, anything,
yes.
New groups or anything. You know, that's
great,
what
great.
We're doing together. But
yeah.
This is wonderful. But go ahead and what's your shout outs?
Debbie, I can't pronounce what I think, Gardino and Jennifer
Gardino?
Yeah.
Yes.
They are both out there they're fighting to change the laws for our animals. And they, excuse my language, they fight like hell. They fight day in, day out to get those darn laws changed. And they're doing an awesome job. And then it kind of trickles down into us where, you know, they've changed the laws. It's time for us to get the word out and, you know, and keep up with that. So they're great, too. I just wanted to let everybody know about them.
Yeah. Well, Debbie Taylor, Dariano, whatever.
Yeah.
She was a guest on this show several times. So it's great what she's doing, you know, and she'll be welcome back too, because there's no limit on how many times I can have a guest on. So it's
right.
Going to go ongoing, you know, wonderful. Yep.
Jennifer, she's great. I admin 3
yes.
of her group.
There's another one.
Yep.
Definitely.
So, big shout
she's
out.
She's out there
them.
Relentless.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. She is relentless too. Big shout out, Jennifer, if you're listening in. Call in and she was a co-host on your show too, and she did the shows that I listened to. She did wonderful, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and you know my logo, Animal Advocates Radio. She did that and that song.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh, great.
Yes, definitely. So I said,
yes,
hey,
awesome.
You know, we all work together as a team, and Diane. I can't thank you enough. We've worked together so many years, ongoing.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Isn't that something?
We're old friends now.
<I know. laughs> But you want to go ahead and tell the audience how you got started with We Love Pit Bulls on Facebook. We're going to be bringing up Nyla and Ollie and BSL.
Okay.
So, but go right ahead.
Well, I had originally started this group on another website, and I thought I was being introduced slowly to Facebook by a friend, and then and I went on to Facebook, and I think Dean Schaefer, correct me if I'm wrong, Dean, You were like one of my first Facebook friends way back when.
I believe
yes,
was,
I was.
Yeah, and
way back
and
2010.
Yep, and I discussed it with him about bringing it onto Facebook, and we did. And, you know, he's like a co-founder. Brought it onto Facebook, and it took off. It took off.
I so, bet.
Yeah.
And it's still
so
going strong.
Yeah. It's private, so it's kind of slowed down now, but that's good because it keeps all the bad people out.
Right. We only want the good. You know, that's it.
Yeah. And I also have a page called We Love Pitbulls, the original page. And I don't get on that too much because I'm still trying to familiarize myself with pages. But I'll get there. But, so that's how that all started. Rebecca, oh, goodness, she's been with me for over 2 years now. She's my main head admin. She's my right arm. I would be lost without that girl.
I bet.
Love you, Becca.
You're giving her a shout out.
if it's okay, I'd like to go first here. I kind of want to talk about Ollie, and I know you're familiar with him, Debbie, right?
Yes, but if you would tell the audience somewhat, and it was
okay.
Such a sad, horrific, I mean, extreme cruelty. There was no excuses for it, but go right ahead.
On October 12th of 2017, a little over 4 years ago, remember that, 4 years, Brandon Evans got Ollie through Craigslist, and he tortured him. We don't even know how long he tortured that dog. But he did horrific, horrific things to him. And then he was worried that he was going to get caught, so he stuffed Ollie in a suitcase. However, thank goodness he didn't do it correctly, and his paw was sticking out. And someone caught that, and then it took off and started, going to court and stuff like that about what he did. So thank goodness that he made that mistake or we would have never known anything. We need to get justice for him because it's been too long. That poor little soul, I don't even know the circumstances, he wasn't even given a decent burial, even though the money was funded there. He was buried in a landfill, which is sad. So he's never got justice. And one of the things that Brandon Evans wanted was he wanted Ollie's name thrown out. Thank goodness that was shot down, and they are allowed to mention Ollie in all of his court cases. And I ended up changing the name of my group to Ollie is my name. Get me justice, because I want that Ollie shouted loud, proud, shout it out. And so a little bit about him. He's gone through three judges. Thank goodness he has a new judge. Hopefully this one will do good. He has gone through three lawyers. Thank goodness the one he has now isn't too great. So, and there are things about this case that I know and I'm not able to say right now. It'll come out later. And the good thing is he was on probation already when he violated it, so he has that against him. Right now, he's in protective custody. We want him to get out there out of protective custody and out into the rest of the prisoners where he belongs. And hopefully karma will, I'll just say this, hopefully karma will take over from there. I think that's about it. Oh, he has an upcoming jury trial. Okay, go ahead.
No, we want justice, don't we? I mean, there's no excuse for this kind of behavior. you know, animals.
Yeah, I mean, because the last straw was being thrown in a landfill. So that poor soul has never got justice, and we just want him to rest in peace.
Yeah. I mean, that's, whoa. I remember when
yeah.
it first came out, it's like, is this, you hear these horrific stories, and it's like, what is going on? I mean, these
mm-hmm.
animals are so, you know, they're defenseless, they're helpless, they're voiceless.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, they don't stand a chance. And there's
mm-hmm.
no excuse for how these, I mean, monsters, I call them monsters, to treat them this way. They don't deserve that.
Yeah.
You know, so,
well,
it
wasn't just
Polly.
It was other animals, cats, whatever he could get his hands on. And also he saved parts of Ollie, which is, to say the least, gross. Then he has come right out and said that if he's ever released to the public, he'll do it again.
Whoa, that takes a lot of nerve.
I know.
To say that. It's like that he didn't even learn his lesson at all.
Oh, no. No, but he will, hopefully, if he's found guilty and goes into the public prison. But he does have a jury trial coming up on December 3rd. And then I believe they're going to tell him, if I'm correct here, they're going to tell him that he's been found guilty. Then he has to return on December 6th, where they're going to pick the jury, which is awesome, because up until now he's only had calendar calls, and it's never been a real trial. So now it's finally going to trial, and hopefully by the end of this year, beginning of next year, this is all going to be over with, and he's going to be found guilty, and all he can rest.
Yeah. I mean, 4 years, Diane, that is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
You need justice.
I really
justice
don't know what
all.
The problem was. I don't know
wow.
why it's taken that long.
Terrible. You know, these pit bulls, they always get the bad rap, too, and they shouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the BSL. That is discrimination in the first degree. I mean, stereotyping, you know, prejudice,
yep.
injustice, unfair. If one, you know, we don't like to hear when dogs bite and everything, but when one bites and they are all held accountable, that's not right. They got to blame the deed, not the breed.
Right.
Oh my goodness, it's a sad
yep.
situation, you know. And
like I said, we have those two other awesome people fighting to change laws. So.
Yep, that's right. So all in good time, you know. We can't give up. We got to be relentless. You know,
wow.
we can't be back down. We can't look the other way, because without us fighting for these animals, they don't stand a chance. And everybody, are you standing with us or are you sitting down? We hope you're standing with us and give these animals a chance, because they deserve it. Every pit bull I knew, that's throughout the family and relatives and friends, they're all so awesome. I mean,
yeah.
friendly, you just want to take their big head and hug them and just, you know,
yeah.
just squeeze them and
give them smooches and get wet kisses
yeah.
back. yeah.
It's like, come back here, let me give you another kiss again, another big
I
hug.
Know. And they, and you know what? They're relentless with those kisses, boy. They don't stop.
Gentle giants.
They're great.
You know, I know they are. And that's what it. You know what it takes, but I'm going to bring Dean on, okay? Because
okay.
this hour uh-huh. goes so fast that it's unbelievable.
I know.
Bring
okay,
in Dean
ahead.
Schaefer, and he is the head admin on We Love Pit Bulls, along with Rebecca. I'll be bringing Rebecca on next. But Dean, how are you? And welcome aboard Voices Carry for Animals. This is so great to have you. You know,
well, thank you
honor.
So much for having me. It's an honor to be on. Diane and I have been friends forever. She is like my friend, even though we've actually never met. I mean, she's just such a wonderful woman, and she is so dedicated to her causes.
Thank you, Dean.
Yeah, that's awesome, Dean. Yeah, she deserves them. Hey, we got to give credit when credit's due, you know, when all these animal advocates and animal lovers are fighting from every angle to help these animals' lives and futures to make it better. Hey, they deserve recognition. You know, big shout out to all of you. All of you rock. I mean, it takes all of us to get those changes made, put our foot in the right direction and be, you know, step in their paws or feet and see how they feel, because they do have feelings like we do, and they suffer and they see and eat and, you know, they, some of them going through torture. It's total, I mean, it's injustice. And they don't deserve that. They're so innocent. And they can't fight themselves. They can't call the police department. They can't make police reports. You know, we have to do it for them, including with dog fighting, you know. Look how many they say, oh, pit bulls are involved in dog fighting. No, they are forced to go into dog fighting. And these dog fighters, they need to turn over a new leaf and help these animals out, not watch them and bet money on them. And to, you know, to who see who wins or who dies first or who's injured first, that is so wrong. I mean, they don't have a choice. They cannot walk themselves to these fights or drive themselves. They are trained to kill, okay? And that's not the pit bull's fault at all. So we're trying to make a better life here, everyone, for them and give them the chance. You know, to get rid of BSL, breed-specific legislation. It's not needed. It's unfair. You know, it's discrimination in the first degree in front lines. You know, so we got to keep fighting until,
you know, just a thought, too. It's not just the pit bulls. It's the Rottweilers. I mean, it's, you know, it's other animals too that are being hit by this BSL. And you know, remember that pit bulls, remember Petey from Little Rascals?
Yes.
He was a pit bull.
Because hey, if you look back, and even Diane, you had Dyla Canes on the show on
I tried to get her
Miami
here with me
Coalition.
Tonight. She's busy. Yep.
Against,
awesome.
You know, breed specific legislation. And that's been banned for pit bulls since in the, like, what was it, 1989 or 84? And she is still fighting, and she's not going to give up. And I don't blame her.
She's awesome. Yeah, I forgot about her. Give her a shout out, too.
there's another one. I sent her a, you know, private message about this show, and I was hoping she would call in. Yeah. We was thinking of the same thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll be having her back on too, Diane.
Oh, great.
No problem. You know, but look what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dean, you also, thank you. You know, you got a big
Go ahead,
heart.
Dean. I'm sorry. I kind of interrupted you. How rude.
No, it's okay. We're having another great show. Go ahead.
I've kind of dedicated my life since, I'd say, 2010, 2012, to nothing but pit bulls.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time. I mean, and we have to stand up for them. You know, I always say Pit Bull Diane, Pit Bull Debbie. You know, I got all these nicknames, Diane. Pit Bull Debbie, Mama Bear, Mustang Debbie.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And then
it,
we have our own.
So, but we gotta keep it up, because what was it? Denver, Colorado, they lifted their pit bull ban. What was it? I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. And there's been some other ones too. I have to look them up, but you know, there's still some to go. But we can do it. We can't give up.
Yep.
Teamwork. Yep. That's what it
Go
takes.
Go ahead, Dean. Talk to
Go
us.
Go ahead, Dean.
Well, no, I, as far as when it came to, like, the training of a pit bull, I dedicated, you know, about 15 years of my life to, for them for to be service animals, which they turn out to be the best service animals, especially in mobility and, as I call them, psychiatric or PTSD dogs.
Yeah, and you know what is also I seen, Diane and Dean, is we got the D's here. We got Diane, Dean, and Debbie.
Yeah, right.
This is wonderful.
Hey, the three D's.
Yeah.
We left the R out. Poor Becca.
I'm a burger all day.
And R.
Yep, but if you, I've seen them where the police, and I give a big shout out to them, where they're taking, and you know, taking the pit bulls, training them. Isn't that wonderful? Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Yes.
And, you know, just like with these, you know, the veterans, you know, having them as company and, you know, therapy and stuff like that. So they are their look against the breed is improving. It's going the other way. It's still on a 360. I can see that happening, you know, and with your group of 80,000 members, hey, and they're getting the word out and going from every angle, every social media. We're going to be, sooner or later, coming up, it's going to be a whole, whole different outlook on the pit bulls all the way. You know? Keep
Amen.
Fighting. Amen, right?
Yes.
I mean, bam.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Let's rock it. You know, the animals world. 2022. Yes. You can still go after the laws. But Dean and Diane, I'm going to bring in on Rebecca, okay?
Okay.
And you both
yeah.
stay on the air, okay? Because this hour goes so fast. It's unbelievable.
You need a two-hour one.
But I want to bring Rebecca Cohen on. She's a head admin on We Love Pit Bulls group. Ask, you know, to you know, join the group. And Diane has so many groups on Facebook. I mean, I look at her, I give her a standing ovation. But Rebecca, welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio. How are you this evening? You're live and on the air. Hello? Can you hear me? Rebecca?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think, I don't know. I'm going to try you in a few minutes. I'm not connected.
I'm here.
Hello? Okay,
oh,
good,
okay,
good.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thanks
welcome
for
aboard.
Having me, Debbie.
Hey, you're so Hi. Welcome. Anytime.
I know you probably heard about Nyla.
Yes. Sad story. I mean, terrible. Definitely. But go ahead. If you want to go ahead and tell the audience what happened to Nyla. We need justice for Nyla and Ollie and a bunch of them out there. But go right ahead. So sad.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do this without crying.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been following Nyla since she was in a shelter. Forever Bully Love Rescue got her out of a shelter. And a lady took interest in Nyla, and the rescue sent her on a trial adoption. And they was cooperating with the rescue for 2 days. And then they completely stopped communicating with the rescue. And then they started communicating with them and started buying to the rescue and told them that Nyla was with her brother, and the rescue found out that she wasn't, and then they told them that Nyla ran away. Well, Nyla wasn't a runner. And
they got information from people that the Malones killed her. And then there was rumors that they mutilated her body, and it was all rumors. And then they found out that the Malones killed her, and they shot her 3 times. And the first time they shot her, she got up and started running to the house thinking she would be safe. And so they shot her again, and she laid down, and then she got up again, and that was the final shot that killed her. Oh. Nyla died a very miserable death. And we want justice for Nyla.
Okay, Becca.
Yeah, Rebecca. Keep fighting, okay? Keep fighting and fighting, and take those tears in, and say, "Hey, we need justice because we do." This is extreme cruelty. Nyla didn't have a chance. I mean, not a chance. And there was no reason to have shot and killed her. You know, it's so.
They were pit bull haters, and they were paid. They were paid to go get her so they could kill her.
Oh,
wow.
This is gut-wrenching. I mean, gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They were on a pit bull hater group on Facebook, and it was all on there.
Whoa.
It was all on there. It was seen on there that they were pit bull haters. They were in the pit bull hater group. And it was all seen on there, them talking about getting her and just to kill her. And they did it.
No.
I've been following Nyla since she was in a shelter. They did a photo shoot to get her rescued out of the shelter. She was a happy, always had a smile on her face. We called her the happy hippo. She was a beautiful pit bull, beautiful pit
bull. Yes, yes, definitely. Rebecca, every tear that you shed becomes a sword for justice. That beautiful and powerful word, justice. Make the tears your strength and don't give up. Stay strong,
I have
okay?
I have a group on Facebook called Justice for Nyla.
Yes,
I know,
definitely. Yes.
Becca, it's the warriors.
Yep.
Yeah, warrior justice. Nyla's
warriors
for justice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're
I'm in there.
We have pink lights. People are putting pink lights on their homes for Nyla. Pink banners. We burn pink candles for, so she knows we're getting justice for. We're doing the same thing for Ollie, blue lights, blue banners, and blue candles, so those babies know that we're fighting for them.
Yes. Never give up hope.
We just want everybody to do that, so those two babies know that we're fighting for them, because neither one of them deserved it.
No. No, no dog or animal does.
No
cat, no horse, no nothing. I
no
mean, there's
animal does.
Zero excuses for it. Whoa.
No.
And everyone asks to
and
join. See how you can help out, please, because that's what it takes. You know, we can't give up. We got to keep fighting for their justice. Remember when Patrick the Pit Bull, everyone, remember that?
Yeah.
I was a big supporter for Patrick. And then there was Lennox, the pit bull member. Why they killed him,
extreme
I don't know.
BSL.
It was sickening. And so, yes, please do your part. You know, put a little love in your heart, do your part. and stay strong and stand up. Stand up for what you believe in. If it means standing alone, because sooner or later somebody's going to be listening, okay? And you got plenty of supporters out there. Diane, too, is a great voice. And I hope you do, Diane, start your show back up because you're missed. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a great voice out there. And so glad we're all connected. You know, all my animal warrior brothers and sisters, family. You know, we're sticking together, true warriors. You know, it takes true leaders, you know, and strong leaders and supporters equal to the strong victories. So we got to keep it up.
Debbie, you is it okay if I mention a few of my groups?
Of course, you can, Diane, put them on the air, put them through the group. We're a team.
Okay, there's Nala's Warrior for Justice. Of course, we love pit bulls. Proud pit bull parent. No pit bull left behind. Standing together for pit bulls. Let's see here. I'm looking through here.
How many groups do you have?
Always my name, get me justice. Tell us real pit bull stories, fighting BSL, and Ollie's petition.
Wonderful. And you, and like I said, Diane, you're admin on Voices Carry for Animals support group on Facebook, so run them through there. I'm more than happy to share them, you know?
Okay.
You know how I am. I'm 100% for teamwork, you know, whatever
yes,
it takes.
Yes, you are.
So I love that because that's what it takes. Strength in numbers, Mama Cat, that's listening in, Ray Bittner, because that's so true. Yep. But if you want to say any more of your groups, go right ahead. Because
she
more
got
the better.
50 billion of them.
I actually have 55.
55?
Oh, let's see. I have We Love Pitbull, Funny Pitbull Mimi, Pitbull Pick. Let me see here. Pitbull Shelter Post.
Funny Animal Mimi.
Proud Pitbull Parents. I don't know if I said that one.
Pitbull Lovers.
Yeah. Goodness, I have so many. I have too many.
Got a lot.
Yep, I think that's it.
And audience, if you want to go back and listen to any of these shows, because they're very informative, and any groups that she just mentioned, you're more than welcome to listen and share 24/7. You know, and her groups just ask to join. You'll get approved and keep sharing them and inviting your friends and everything. You know, it doesn't take that long to invite your friends and family or sharing on your page because that's what counts. Yep. But you know, Diane, whatever these groups are, you like I said, keep sharing them in Voices Care for Animals or, you know, Mercy for Animals number 2 or, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm all for it.
I'll do it slowly. I won't put them all in at once. That would be too much.
Yeah.
Dean and Rebecca, you got any last words? Because I know Debbie's going to be wrapping it up.
Yeah,
no,
I know that I'm admin on like 43 groups, so I know
hey,
she has a lot of groups.
I'm in the other 55.
And I'm admin in all of them.
All of them?
Yes.
I couldn't believe I said, Diane has all these groups, and I asked her, I said, you want to be an admin on Voices Caring for Animals? She said, yes. I said, don't you have enough groups?
Yep.
And thank you to all the admins on Voices Caring for Animals support group. that helped me out. But if anybody has any comments or questions for Diane or Dean or Rebecca, you feel free to call in. I mean, area code 310-982-4270, press 1, and you'll be in the queue, okay? And press 1, and, you know, if you have any, you know, just try to be professional and polite and all that good stuff. And we do have a caller, area code 815. You are live and on the air. Welcome to Voices Care for Animals, number 333 shows. How are you this evening? You got any questions for Diane or Dean or Rebecca?
Well, I guess I just tuned in because I just got off work, so I was just now able to turn on your live podcast. And I've been a big animal lover and animal advocate my entire life, and I am also a proud pit bull mom. And since bringing Willow into my life, I have learned a lot about pit bulls and how skewed the image is of them and how much I would love to change it. But it's not just about pit bulls and then, you know, what these couple of cases that we're talking about, which make me so angry and heartbroken and sick, and it's the kind of thing that keeps me up at night. Part of what keeps me up at night, in addition to their pain and suffering, is the lack of justice and what, in my perception, is why don't people take this more seriously? It shocks me so much. I mean, not just the horror and the abuse, and to me, this is the stuff of nightmares. When a human being has the capacity for such evil and cruelty to take it out on an innocent animal, and when they get such light sentences or people don't think it's as serious as if it's happening to a human being, that is something I will just never understand. Because when you have the ability to inflict pain and suffering on something for some kind of sick, weird amusement, that's you're a seriously disturbed human being and you need to be removed from society. And that's, I think, something I feel very powerless about, is how I feel like the perceptions need to change, laws need to change majorly. And there are some times where I just feel so powerless. It's like, other than writing to representatives, it's like, what can we do to make laws stricter? And, I mean, this is not something to be taken lightly. I mean, these people are sick. This is evil. This stuff has got to stop, and it has to be taken more seriously.
Yes, it does. I mean, it's no joke. I mean, it's truth and reality.
The sad thing of it is both Ollie and Nyla, both of those dogs, this happened in Florida.
I noticed that, and a couple of other cases, which I'll be honest, I'm better off not even reading the news or logging into Facebook, because it's so... I can't handle it, but at the same time, part of me feels like, well, if I have this kind of passion, then, and it's happening, it's like, maybe I need to do something about it. And if that's like writing to police departments or representatives, I'm so clueless with this kind of stuff. It's like, I've never done anything like this before. I've always kind of been one to just like, I'm just going to bury my head in the sand because I can't handle it. And it's like, but this is life. This is reality. This is what's happening. And if there's anything I can do, I feel very powerless, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, how do we make it so that these people get into the serious trouble that they need to be, so that they're not set free anytime soon? I mean, to me, I'm sorry, but there is no difference between torturing an animal and torturing a human, because you're inflicting pain on something for amusement, and that's not a normal human being. That's not a normal thing to do, whether it's a cat or a dog or a person. It is not okay. It is not okay.
No.
What?
I'm sorry. My voice is getting kind of shaky. I'm feeling very impassioned, but I feel powerless, I guess. That's my question. What do I do?
Yeah.
Say this live, but Brendan Evans needs to be put in society when he's in prison and let the prison people take care of him.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been following that case a little bit too, and I do plan on writing in support of Ollie, which, I mean, that just, you know. And then I was also reading that more animals and animal parts were found in his apartment, and that he claimed that he was
a practicer of Santeria or, you know, something. And it's like, that's not okay.
Yep.
That doesn't make it okay. I mean, clearly this person is extremely disturbed and should not be a part of our society. I don't have human children, but if I did, I would feel the exact same way. I would not want this person in society.
I have your number, but I don't have your name. If you could send me a message, I'd like to talk about that. What you can do?
That would be wonderful. That would be absolutely wonderful. How do I do that?
Send me a friend request.
Okay, and I'm sorry. What's your name?
Diane Lynn Elko.
How do you spell your last name?
E-L-K-O.
Okay, perfect. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I don't know if anyone else is calling in, but I will definitely send you a friend request, and I would love to discuss this further with you. But thank you so much for your time and letting me speak.
Awesome.
Yes, and what's your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My first name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, thank you so much for calling in.
No, thank you. Thank you very much for being you and for doing what you're trying to do and fighting a very good fight. Have a good evening, okay?
Yes. Hey, and
thank
listen,
you. Take care.
Anytime you want to call in or join in or, you know, listen in, you're more than welcome to. It's a phone number every week, everyone, 310 area code 982-4270 at 7 o'clock Eastern. Listen by phone or internet. You can even call in from Skype, okay, Jennifer?
Okay,
all
right,
all
sounds
you're
good.
Doing.
Okay,
yes.
I would love to do
word.
More.
Hey, you're doing it. And we got
okay,
another caller.
All right.
Yes. Area code 203. You are live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. Go right ahead. Do you have any comments or questions for the guest, please? Either Diane or Dean or Rebecca. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, can you speak up
Barbara.
A little bit?
Yeah, my
Hello?
Name is Barbara. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Just speak up just a little bit more.
I'd like to congratulate all you people and everyone who helps these pit bulls. I follow every group that is on Facebook. I fight for them by sharing, writing letters, posting things that people don't want to hear or see, and I tell them we are their voice, and you have to help. Otherwise, nothing will get done. I belong to all groups. I volunteer. I have a big boy named Cujo, Pitbull. I've had 3 pit bulls in my lifetime, and they're wonderful dogs. They're just beautiful, and I cry every time I hear about animal abuse, but you can't shut your eyes. And Diane, if you're listening, it's Barbara. And I'm so glad
Is this my Barbara that...
It is your Barbara. Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Oh, yes. Debbie, she is awesome. I love her.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see
you know
her.
Me,
I, Di,
I fight for those animals. I'll hurt someone. I really will, but we can't say that. But I'm glad I shared this on Facebook, and I'm like, you better listen. I'm great. I'm glad I did it, and I will always listen. I will follow you guys. And, Di, I'm sorry I could never be an admin, but you know how that goes. But
yeah.
If you ever need anything that I can do, I will. And I sent letters for Ollie. I called you, as you know that. And Nala, too. We need to help them all. They're just all innocent, and it's not fair. But,
that's right.
I don't want to take up time because you only got
thank
5 minutes.
Thank you for calling.
Barbara,
well,
thank
wait,
you for I. calling. And like I was told Jennifer, listening, calling anytime, you're more than welcome to. The more voices out there and action takers, the better
yep.
for our animal friends in need and distress. You know,
well,
so please spread the word. You know, join the Voices Care for Animals support group or the PPJ
right.
Gazette online. Where you press follow, and every time there's a new podcast coming up or article, you can it'll be delivered right to your primary email. It's awesome to have. Yes.
Sure. time, you know.
Yes.
I just wanted you to know that I appreciate all your groups, every group that's on, and we just got to fight. And hope Brandon gets what he deserves. I hope he gets what he deserves. And so the people that did that to Nala, too. That's why when people, you see it on Facebook, oh, free dog, oh, this is the town. I write, don't trust anyone. They dress up like they're nice, they have money, and then they give the dog to the haters. So I get a lot of rap for that, let me tell you. But I don't really care. I don't trust anybody that says for free. You don't do that on Facebook.
No,
you don't do that at all.
That's not good.
You don't do
no.
that at all.
No.
They're putting
no,
them in harm's way, Barbara. That's not right.
I know that.
You know?
I hear
trusting
you.
Trusting every human being out there. That's a no-no. No.
Well, Yoni, I don't want to take up maybe someone else's holding. I just wanted you to know that I listened and I appreciate everything you guys do, especially my Diane. That, you know.
Yes. Yeah, she rocks, I'm telling you.
I know. You know. All the admins are great. They always answer your question. Everybody's very nice, and it's a great, great group. It really is. It really
is. Yes, it
is.
Thank you.
All
yes.
right, my friends. So
yeah,
take care
hey.
Of you. I hear someone yeah. in the background there barking.
Yeah, somebody's in
oh,
the
yeah.
kids or something.
I know. But, all right,
he wants
guys.
Treat.
What was that, guys?
He wants
treats. Oh, yeah,
treats.
Treats. Everybody wants yeah. a treat. I give Cujo treats even if he just smiles to get the treat.
Uh-huh.
All
the,
right, guys.
The louder you bark, the louder you bark, the more you're heard. So that's what we got.
he's been listening to you too long, Debbie.
Yeah, well, thank you, everything. Thank you. And I feel better than I thought, okay?
Okay, great. And thank
you
for calling in. And everybody,
all right, I'll
you
talk
got,
to you
we're
soon.
Down a couple minutes here.
Yeah, goodbye. Get someone else. All right.
Hey,
take care. Be safe,
Barbara,
guys.
Keep
you
in touch, okay? And Jennifer
I will.
Out
Thank
there.
You guys for everything you do.
You know, hey, well, this human chain reaction here, okay?
You got it. We share everything. That's what we got to do.
Numbers, Ray Bittner.
You got that right.
Cat. And,
all right.
Hey, but I want to.
Take care.
Yeah, next week, everyone, I'm going to have another guest coming back here, Karen Hamza Angel, Hands for the Homeless,
okay.
where she helps out the homeless pets and their owners out in California. I want to welcome her back, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific, listening worldwide. I want to
All
welcome
right, well,
her back
follow.
Next week.
It says Animal Advocate Radio. I'm going to hit follow.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And spread the word. And if you notice on the left side of the screen, those icons, media icons, you can share, okay? Just press and
it.
Click, bam, and the cross is all of them. And on the PPJ Gazette, you can share from the bottom of each article, okay? They have the icons. Or you can press follow on the PPJ Gazette. That's Marty Oakley. Yeah, keep
right.
spreading
hey,
the word.
Also, I'll invite you to Debbie's group, which is Carry for Animals.
Oh,
yes.
What's it called?
Voices
Carry
for animals.
Oh, I thought I... Well, all right, sure. Yeah, definitely. Don't worry about it. I'll do whatever you want me to do. All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Yeah,
because right.
she's one of the admins, so she helps me out tremendously. She is a
you
great team
it.
Player. And But anyway, Dean... I want to thank you coming on this evening and want to welcome you back, too, okay? Probably in 2022.
Well, I thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed my time. I'm glad I didn't have to speak because I don't like to. So I really enjoyed my time.
Don't
well,
worry.
Thank you.
Don't
it's
worry,
awesome.
Dean. Debbie will have you back.
Oh, yeah. And you too, Diane. I want to thank you so much for coming back on. And also, Rebecca, I want to thank you. And take those tears and make them into a sword and fight, okay? We want justice.
Oh,
we
I'm
want
fighting.
To see a victory. Okay, so
we're going to
thank
get
you for coming
for
on tonight because you had tears
thank
in
you,
my
Debbie.
Eyes, okay? And it was
Thank
tough
you.
Hearing this, okay, well, even with Ollie. And I had to fight him, okay? But my tears will turn into anger and want to fight and want that beautiful and powerful word, justice. You know, so keep it up, everyone. We want to see that big V word victory. But thank you all for tuning in this evening, and hope you join us next week. And I hope you have a nice and peaceful evening. And Jennifer and Barbara, thank you both for calling in. This was awesome. Another great show. Had another packed house, and that's even better yet. A total success of these shows. But thank you, everyone. May God bless you all. Call in hand.
Thank you, Barbara.
United we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone. Keep fighting a good fight.
Bye, everyone.